That's the spirit.
Hello, Peter Lynham.
Hello, how are you going?
Good. And yourself?
I'm very well, thank you. I was sort of half hoping to be in China by now, but instead here I am in New Zealand and building new bookshelves. So that's more important.
As you
friend.
Do. That sounds like
nothing more is important. Nothing is more important to me than bookshelves.
Right, sounds like a perfect tangent, actually.
Yes. China or bookshelves?
That's yeah.
The deepest dilemma in the world.
but also, sort of on the tip of your tongue today, the census.
Indeed it is, because today, at last, census information was released, and the census information does include, like everything else, these strange census figures that it's difficult to know what quite to make of them.
Right.
But I'll make of them what I can.
Please do.
because there are some interesting things.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in the census seems to have filled in the religion question, which is a bit bizarre, really, because last census, 350,000 people didn't fill in the religion question.
Okay, wow.
And this time it says that everybody filled it in. Now, what I think this must mean is that they've imputed some religion to people.
What?
Well, I think so, because
how do they do
think,
that? Like some kind of geography? How does that
well,
work?
Well, I don't know how they will have done it, but it would have been sensible to have left a large no answer figure.
Mm.
But I think they've generalised from the figures that they got and just extended them out for all the ones where people didn't answer or where census forms were not submitted. So we just have to bear in mind that probably we've got an approximation in these census figures. But
okay.
But nevertheless, it's pretty interesting. So it does mean, with the no-answer category being empty, that some things that were the way we calculated things in the past don't quite work this time. But the heart of what's happened is pretty much more of the same. That's maybe that, which means a very, very significant increase in the number of people with no religion.
Mm-hmm. So trends are generally keeping on track.
Are keeping on track. So all the various types of no religion, objecting to answer, etc., now reach about 55% of the population, previously around 50%.
Mm.
Of which the definite none answer has become much, much stronger. That's gone up from 38% to 48%.
Mm.
So that's a big, big rise.
So almost half of the country, in a sense.
More than half the country says it has no religion.
Right.
Now, of the people, of the big changes, overall Christians, which was sitting at around 46-47% of the population previously, are now down at 37% of the population.
Oh, the Christians.
So it's a
big knock to the Christians there.
Yeah, that's right. Definitely.
It's like the religious draft a little bit.
Yep, that's right. That's right. But
who got the Christian vote?
And so, yes, well, interesting question. But I'll tell you who got the big new votes. And this is interesting.
Oh, Rookie of the Year.
A gigantic increase in the number of Sikhs.
Mm.
They doubled from 19,000 to 40,000.
Wow.
So if you've seen an increase in turbans in Auckland, you're not mistaken.
Beautiful hair underneath, eh?
Precisely.
Peter, is this just immigration?
Yes, I think so. Mm-hmm. I think there's been the largest migrant group in the last 5 years has been Indian, mm-hmm. because at the same time, Hindu has, again, very significantly increased from 90,000 to 123,000.
Awesome. Okay. Wow.
So that's a big increase in Hindu, whereas, and Islam has gone up, 46,000 to 61,000. So that is a similar sort of percentage growth, which would reflect the increasing number of Pakistanis coming to New Zealand as well. Those are the three big winners. Buddhism is down, interestingly.
What was the actual number of Christian? Because you told us the percentage, but
yes. Now I'll just grab another graph where I tried to work out that one.
Oh, I do love a graph.
I've been spent the afternoon counting and multiplying and dividing. It's crazy. I know. It seems nice
to then just make a bookshelf. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
Do something with the other side of the brain.
Bookshelf seems so much easier. So. What was that question again?
What is the exact number of Christian sort of, you know, you gave us the thousands and stuff for...
Yeah, well, it must be said that in a lot of these figures, I'm playing with numbers.
Yes.
I mean,
okay.
You just have to be honest and say that is some of these groups you can't quite decide how you classify. Is Ratana Christian?
I see what you're saying. There's like...
You see? But overall, the total number of Christians, 1,795,437.
And that's just off because you're going with the 37% sort of the country.
No, I've gone through and counted these up.
Okay, great.
From the various groups.
It's a big old sort of blanket.
Yeah. It's quite interesting within those people who call themselves Christian, though. The people who just put Christian and don't define a sort of Christian.
Mm.
Now are 307,000 people, which is quite interesting because it makes it the third largest group of Christians as a sort that doesn't have a label.
Yeah, I guess.
Is that
the casual Christian maybe, or just someone that can't be bothered getting too into the senses?
No,
just like, I'm just going to do the first bit.
It could be, but I think more likely it represents people who just don't like denominations.
So
that they will go to whatever church is convenient. They tend to be younger, but they've not grown up worrying about what denomination I am, and mightn't even have the merest clue what church, how to classify the church that they're going to.
Peter, so what about some of the other smaller, stranger things which have surfaced on the on the census data? The
church is definitely fun. Okay, so
what have we been doing?
Right, let's take a look at Satanism.
Yes.
Last census 843. This census 1,149. Although it doesn't quite equal the figure in 2006 when it was 1,167.
Is internet a religion?
Pardon?
Can you just have this Satanism? So 1,200 people are saying, "Yep, keen as."
Yep, that's right.
Okay, fair enough.
Then how about the Church of the Spaghetti Flying Monster?
Yes, great church.
Yes, a phenomenal church.
The Pastafarians.
I love that.
The Pastafarians, who sort of, I think they're a religion. There is a serious side to the Pastafarians, though it's not very strong. I wouldn't have thought. 4,248.
How many do you need before you get a tax break?
I think they did get a tax break.
Far out.
And it's not the numbers that's involved.
Right.
More interestingly,
monster.
Jedis.
Yes.
Now you're probably either of you were Jedis.
I'm wearing a Star Wars hat right now, and I can't divulge too much more than that, Peter, at this point. But
yes. So the Jedis sat at
20,000.
Wait for it as I look through this vast number of figures. 20,409.
Oh,
that's quite a few people.
God, that is...
They're 0.5% of the population. One in every 200 people you are looking at today is a Jedi.
New Zealand, you beautiful maniacs.
Do they get a tax break? Is there some sort of...
no, because there's no organisation. I haven't noticed anybody giving
to
the Jedi.
We're building the Death Star. It's taking some time, obviously.
It's a long, slow job you've got ahead of you.
It takes going to be a few episodes, but we're building it, obviously.
It's interesting to look that the actual atheist figure mm-hmm. is sitting at, now let's have a look, atheist 7,068.
So everyone, a lot of people would rather be a Jedi than nothing at all, kind of thing.
Yeah, Jedi is definitely more popular than nothing.
Was agnostic part of the survey?
Surely.
Pardon?
Was there an agnostic?
Yes, 6,516.
Is there a quick explanation for all of these religions next to the thing, just so you can make your mind up, or do you have to Google it yourself?
Well, yes, there. I think a lot of people do a lot of tracking down.
Like a back of a book, you know, like just a quick little, I'm into that.
But for example, Cao Dai has six people in New Zealand.
Excuse me, what?
Yes, well, quite.
Is that one? Is that the rarest? One of the rarest? What is it?
Yes, Cao Dai, C-A-O-D-A-I. Maoism has six.
I've read.
Libertarianism has six. Then a number of the Japanese religions are very small. Tenrikyo, 12. Shinto, 37.
So many little nooks and crannies in this religion business.
Oh, in some ways I think what's to me apparent is that there's, as no strong emphasis goes on one religion being giving you any advantage, that what we become is more diverse, more and more diverse. Now you'd be intrigued to hear that despite their enormous wealth, the Church of the Scientology.
Yes. How many people want to say?
Well, I kind of like to know what it was like previously, but I think it's 321.
I would have expected a few more.
Yes, 321. They've, you know, after all that huge effort in buying that giant building, the building, etc., they've gone up by six since 2013.
And they've had an aggressive campaign on either side of the Grafton Bridge, I've got to say. Scientology have been smartly dressed and quite pushy.
So it hasn't done a lot of good. Right. Hare Krishna had done better. They've risen from 390 to 645.
I mean, do you know what? They've got a great brand. They cruise around making sweet tunes, and everyone's pretty stoked when it happens. So,
yes.
Peter,
yes.
We've had a
nice feed as well.
We've had a text come through, kind of interesting. Surely you add the Jedis, the Pastafarians, and the Satanists to the, did not vote. Obviously, a protest vote.
No, that's
no.
You can't do that. Everyone's got so many rights these days. You can't say that, mate. Who's saying that?
So it is a tricky business working out how to, you know, where to put some of these groups.
Yep.
I have added agnostic, rationalist, free thinker to no religion.
Yeah.
Because I think, you know, they're just a specific kind of no religion.
I do see what the text is saying, but
I think Satanism is actually, that there are formal beliefs of Satanism.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it would be unfair, I think. Of course, we don't know how many are serious.
There's also, you don't, you know, if you're agnostic in that, you don't want to be lumped in with Satanism. And I think the other way around, they're like, nah.
Yeah. And the Rastas, who have gone down a bit.
Right.
You know, I mean, they're clearly, a certain amount of Rastafarianism is to another has another objective.
It's hard to be a Rasta in New Zealand, though, with all these limitations.
Yes.
We're working on it.
That's right. Well, I think once we get down to specific things, we'll be able to look at, will they be able to give us the data on the age spread and the ethnicity of these people? Because I think what we'll find is that, you know, Rasta will be young and Maori mostly, and maybe Gisborne-based. Mm-hmm. And so there's a number of ways in which, if you look closely at these groups, various things come through. The Unification Church, you know, Mr. Moon of Korea. Now, that's, despite many marriages, grand marriages celebrated, has dropped to 93 people.
Mm.
And
how many on the census in total? How many of these religions?
They're saying that they're giving us figures for the total population, which is, I memorized it because I've been working out percentages, 4,699,755. So 4,700,000 people they're reporting on, and that seems to be the same in all the tables of the census that they've reported on.
Sorry, I was just meaning how many religions were there to choose from?
Oh, how many religions?
Mm.
They have reported 100. They've got 160. 60, exactly 160
Whoa.
Groups.
Okay, that's
that they're reporting on. And mind you, then you see in those tables, they also include other beliefs, and there's 297 where they just don't know how to classify them.
Oh, wow. Like, okay.
And other Christian beliefs and Chinese religions not further defined. So there's a number of sort of vague categories.
Mm. Okay, so it pays to... But when you're out and about, just bear in mind that everyone's a little bit different. Is that kind of where we're headed? This is how we wrap this up,
true.
I think.
I think that's true. I think that we little know just how extraordinarily colourful this otherwise bland country might seem to be.
Right on. Right on, man. That statement is spot on, Peter. Thank you so much, mate. We've got a skedaddle. It's always a pleasure. That was very fascinating. Thank you very much.
All right. See you. Bye-bye.